Okay.
They've had, you know, circular sort of, I hate to call them blades, stems, then they've had the very flat sort of stems, but that's about it.
Okay. And you said something about the clippers. They were talking about those. What would you call it if it was electric? You know, you seen those ones?
Electric clippers.
Okay.
That's exactly what I call them, you know. Matter of fact, I got to go pick up mine from my dad now.
All right, if a pretty good size tree blew down near your house or something like that, what handheld mechanical device might you use to cut it up?
An electric saw or chainsaw.
Okay.
But I don't have one of those, so I'll have to use my back with an axe.
Do you have any trees laying around?
No, I don't have anything laying around. No. I may have one day. I hope not. Too soon.
I notice a lot of trees are dying around. Palm trees are dying around.
Yeah, lethal yellow. I was lucky. It didn't touch my trees at all.
Was it just a thing that came through, or...?
No, it looked like it stayed for a while. No, yeah, it was just something that really developed sort of like this year.
Oh, is it still going on? Is the tree still getting attacked?
Yeah, trees are. I think they say the reason that they wanted to cut the trees down was because, you know, like the disease itself was spreading to other trees. So they got on a massive campaign to have these trees cut down.
Mm.
And if they couldn't save them. Those that they could save, they've tried various types of treatments. Some of them are working, some of them are not.
Well, I've seen an awful lot of big trees that are dead. Just, you know, nubs.
But they cut them down. I was lucky. Many of the people in my neighborhood were lucky also. It's said to, though, maybe it's because of the type of palm I have. Because I have a royal palm. And it's said to have only been attacking the coconut palm. Didn't mess with my palms.
Okay. All right. Can you name and describe as many different kinds of meat from cattle or hogs or sheep as you can? Mm-hmm. Start with cattle.
Start with cattle.
The different cuts of meat. You know.
Different cuts.
Or the types. Sorry, the types of meat from cattle. Let's think that way first.
First off, cattle gives you beef.
All right.
And of course, you have your steaks, your roasts, your pot roast, your round, your rumps. Your chuck. Then you have your stews. You have your ribs, your beef ribs. Your tongue. That's about as far as I can go with that.
Okay. Now you mentioned your steaks. Can you think of specific types of steak cuts that you might be looking for?
T-bone, Romanico, rib, porterhouse. Cube.
Okay. Right. How about pork?
Oh, the pig. Well, a pig is another story. Of course, you get your pork chops, your ham, your shoulder, your pig ears, your pig feet, your pig tails, your chitlins, your cracklings, what else? Your pork roasts. Everything on the pig is useful. That's about it. Yeah, I'm just thinking about those things that I would probably eat.
All right.
Your spare ribs, and that's about it.
Okay. Is there different types of ham? You mentioned ham. I think you mentioned ham. Didn't you?
I believe there is the shoulder. The shoulder loin or whatever it is, and there is the